Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Tyrone. How may I assist you today?
Hi, my name is Rose Gant, G-A-N-T, and I was supposed to get a voicemail about my dryer installation, delivery and installation for tomorrow, and I haven't.
Okay, can you please provide me with your zip code?
73119.
119. You said it's for tomorrow, correct?
Correct. Do you need the order number?
No, ma'am. One moment. All right. Can you verify your address for me, Ms. Grant?
I'm sorry?
Can you verify your address for me, Ms. Grant?
Yes. It is 2812 Southwest 52nd Street, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Okay, give me one moment, because I do see that they have you scheduled tomorrow, but they don't have you on the route. So give me one moment to see what's going on, okay?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for your patience. So I see that this area is one of the most busiest areas. I see when they schedule your installation in Holloway for your range, they schedule for a day that was completely booked. So anytime that a day that's already been routed and completely booked, it wouldn't add you directly. Yes, ma'am. It wouldn't. No, they didn't reschedule you yet. It still show you for tomorrow. But I'm saying when they schedule you for the 7th, when they schedule for tomorrow, what they did was they put you on a day that was completely booked. So anytime you get scheduled on a day and it shows that it's already...
Is it getting rescheduled again?
No, I didn't say that, ma'am. I was just advising you that
you
have a time frame.
Well, you just said they put you on another day that's completely booked.
As in, it's over schedule capacity. So it shows that the previous person that you spoke with, they scheduled on a day that was already had a lot of people on the route. You don't, you're not on the directly on the route.
No. You guys are giving me the runaround. I got a voicemail on Monday the 4th with this information that you, your company, had rescheduled me for the 7th. And when I called earlier today, I was told, oh, yeah, it'll be there between 11 and 2. And I said that 2 was too late. And she said, oh, well, they haven't even set the times yet. And you'll get a voicemail. And now you're giving me the runaround. I am not happy. Nobody scheduled this for today. You did, your company. And you did it on Monday, the 4th of April. Now, what the heck is going on? Are you going to answer my questions?
Alrighty, so... All right, so it shows once again when they schedule on the 4th, when it got rescheduled, not you, but when the person rescheduled you, they put you on a date that over capacity day. So that's why you don't have a direct time frame. It shows that it's scheduled for tomorrow, but you don't have a direct time frame because of the route was already made when they got you scheduled. That's what I was advising you.
Okay, so that means what exactly?
So basically, I don't have a direct time frame to provide to you. You're scheduled for tomorrow. They do.
I'm not going to be home all day. I'm only going to be home till 1 p.m.
Yes, ma'am. And I can put that note in the system for your advisory that you wouldn't be home past 1 p.m.
this sounds suspiciously like I'm not going to get it tomorrow.
No, with the person that scheduled, I'm not for sure why they didn't just schedule you on an open day instead of a day that shows over capacity limits.
Okay, well, then, can you put, what's the next open day?
Okay, give me one moment to check that for you.
I can tell you it's very poor customer service is what it is.
Yes, ma'am. All right, the earliest available day shows the 20th. The next day shows the 22nd. I see the 25th.
The 22nd?
Yes, ma'am. It shows that it's been booked.
Okay,
I do apologize.
I'm just going to cancel my whole order, and I'm going to tell Best Buy why.
Yes, ma'am. No problem. I do apologize for any inconvenience.
This has been horrible.
Is anything else I could assist you with?